Taita Holland, Apico, Amazangu, Apico, Zimbabwe, Mushe, welcome, 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 Munechurongwa Cheduchewe Chidiki. I welcome you all to our youth program, Studio 7's very own youth program that tackles anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of February, 2019. Zimbabwe, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Mike Hove. All right, Zimbabwe Moshe, Nyalamgela Nonke Wushelo Labasakulayo. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to our youth program, Studio 7's very own youth program that tackles anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Ove. So Lamsha Zimbabwe Moshe, we're tackling something that seems to be close to a lot of Zimbabweans' hearts. Isimo somnotho, the state of the economy. Since uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa took over in 2017, he's been faced with one big challenge. Ukulungisa isimo somnotho, fixing uPhumi Wenyika. And that's been a very, very uphill task for him. Abasakulayo have come into our program time and time again and complained. Zimbabwe, there are no jobs. Yini umbono yenu mayelana ngalokho okwenzakalayo ekhaya, njalo ukuthi sifuna ukungenisa abasakhulayo abachiyeneyo lamhlanje kuhlelo, abanye bayingcwethi kwezomnotho, abanye abosomabhizimusi, abanye njalo varikwitha mabasa akasiyana-siyana kumusha ukho. Lamhlanje, I'm also joined in studio by a very, very special guest here now who has a company based lapha kwele Melika who's looking ukubuya ekhaya ayotshintsha izinto, ayothuthukisa impilo zabasakhulayo. So ngifuna uzwa kini Zimbabwe omuhle, ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077 is the number to call. So, like I said earlier on, Zimbabwe Mushe, welcome, 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 Gushelo Lami Labasakulayo. I was talking about how recently Zimbabwe has been faced by a very, very big uphill task. uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa has been faced by a super, super huge task, which is, of course, fixing the country's economy. Recently, sibone ama shutdowns in Zimbabwe, sibone, we saw a lot of companies lose millions of dollars due to the shutdowns. However, abantu abasakhulayo, the youth of Zimbabwe are still determined to make it work. We have some joining us in program today. We're going to have two young females. One of them, her name is Kukuletu Siso, and another one is Nomaliso Msasiwa. They both have companies in Zimbabwe that have made it through the shutdown, and they made it work. Through Hush, through Cook, they made it work. We're also going to have a young gentleman joining me in studio today who has a company based Lana Gwele Melika, who's going to be talking to me, not just about his company, but he tells me he has an initiative where he wants to go back to Zimbabwe and fix a lot of things. So, he's going to be with us, and we're going to hear more. +12026192077, that's the number to call if you're looking to join our program tonight. However, Lababa Sabayo, Lababa Tai, Atlai, Airtime, Musaj, K, Munupanotifone, Munupanotumira, my message, per Facebook page, Red VOA Shona, Skonanjanogo, VOA Intervene. We're also on our Facebook page on VOA Studio 7. Write your comments, write your numbers, and we'll reach out to you. Zimbabwe Muse, Pindai Mishirongwa.
If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Nansi Ngomega DJ Skyver uti imali yekolo. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Follow. Kuluma nami kona. Siyatholakala kona. Iwo, asi busachike tukutefinyira ozwekare pa radio. We're on our air show waves on 909 medium wave frequencies. Kona njalo ku 4930-6065. Uyezwe pa 15460 kHz. abafisa ukungena ukubukela uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ku internet sikhona emakhasini ethu amathathu tripo www.voashona.com www.voandebele.com we're also there on www.voazimbabwe.com but don't forget ontanga zimbabwe omuhle kuthi thiri ku tefenyura on our three Facebook pages siyasakaza emakhasini ethu amathathu voandebele voashona uyezwe sikhona njalo pa voa studio 7 so balani imilayezo lonyora ema comments muthudzo maundrenyu pamusoro pechirongwa chatiri kutevera nyara nasi. However, early on I told you about a special guest that we have in studio, Lamhlanje. He's a young Zimbabwean gentleman who has a company out here in the United States of America named Tuvel. So he's in our studio today. He's going to talk to us a little more about Tuvel. He's going to tell us more about, you know, his initiative, because ngike ngakhuluma la emsakazweni wethu Studio 7, for those that listen to our Ndebele news, ngilohlelo lwabatsha, and he's been on the program talking about his company Tuvel, talking about his initiative to move to Zimbabwe, talking about, you know, how Tuvel works. So let us introduce him, let us go to him. Joining me in studio today is Hope Ndlovu. Hope, Hope, welcome.
Hi.
How does it feel being in DC finally?
It's incredible. I think DC is a really beautiful, really, really beautiful place. There are a lot of like very historical buildings. Mm-hmm. The weather is a lot better than in DC, and I think that that's a very weird thing to say considering that it's pouring. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's definitely a lot less cold, and there's no snowstorm here. So yeah.
Well, this is your first time on our program today. Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm really excited to have you on our program. The last time we spoke for our Ndebele listeners, they heard you speak about in company called Tuvel.
Yeah.
However, there's a whole Shona audience and a whole English audience that have never heard about Tuvel. So for their sake, can you tell us a little more, what is Tuvel?
To put it across like this, like Tuvel is a public transportation app that seeks to make public transport accessible to commuters by helping public transport operators reduce operational inefficiencies, optimize their routes, and increase revenue. So the general gist of it is that, like, I mean, everybody who sort of lives in a city, whether it's Harare or Bulawayo or Johannesburg or even Cairo or in Kenya, Nairobi, right, you know that public transportation, which always is in the form of combis or matatus or minibuses, is highly inefficient, right? Mm-hmm. These businesses are run essentially by small to medium enterprises, so it's usually like one owner who owns maybe three or four vehicles. Mm-hmm. They hire a driver to drive their vehicles while they're busy doing other things at work or something like that. Mm-hmm. These vehicles, they have no timetables, they have no schedules. They essentially just drive around looking for commuters. Mm-hmm. So in Bulawayo, for example, you can find that there could be thousands of minibuses that are trying to make the public transportation system work, but also they're competing against each other. Mm-hmm. So what eventually happens is that if you're a commuter and you're trying to go anywhere, really, what you have to do is you have to just go to a bus stop and wait. You know, you don't know when a combi is going to come. It could take 10 minutes, it could take 5 minutes. When you get in a combi, you have no idea how long it will take you to actually get to your destination. Mm-hmm. There's very little to minimal local government, local authority involvement. What that simply means is that there are no actual sort of like widespread standards about how customer service should work. Mm-hmm. So, for example, let's say you are in a combi and the combi decides it's not full. They can essentially just drop you all off, right? There.
Tatavani.
And who will you complain to? There's no mechanism for you to actually ensure that service delivery is good and is quality. And we all know this, like, especially when it comes down. Right now, there's, the whole Me Too movement that's about, safety of women in workspaces or anywhere else. We all know that, in big cities, there's a whole lot of catcalling from combi conductors. Combis are essentially not a safe space for women either. Mm-hmm. So, and that's partly because local government is not really involved and there's no mechanism for reporting certain things. Mm-hmm. So what Tuvel essentially does is that it brings, it's an app where if you're a commuter, you go on, you can track, live track minibuses where they are. Mm-hmm. You can also pay digitally, so either like with EcoCash or like direct like with an RTGS. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you can rate and rank like drivers. Mm-hmm. And essentially that gives people a better sense, or it's rather a market-based way to ensure that drivers and combis are essentially accountable in some sense. And this is not about punishing drivers or sort of, stifling them or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This is about ensuring that we give them really good feedback so they can improve their service delivery.
Now, I guess Studio 7, yeah. And you inform me that when obviously your company is based in Kwelemelika, Boston. What is Fiso Sikona? So, what is Ubuyele Kaya? So, even through the must of it all, Isimo Asmanga Gutle, Junas Nomira Ganaga Mushok.
why do you still want to move back?
Okay, so this is the crazy part. Like, our idea is that, like, I'm from Zimbabwe, a very soft spot for home, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, this is not a solution specifically for Zimbabwe. This is a solution essentially because, like, minibuses are there in South Africa. Mm-hmm. Minibuses are there in Kenya. Like, our, like, big picture idea here is actually to scale
all over
even outside Africa. Like, places like, for example, Lebanon. I've been talking to people in Lebanon, and they essentially face the same kind of situations, mm-hmm. that same kind of problems that, like, we're struggling with in terms of public transport. Mm-hmm. So I think that with the prevailing, you know, economic situation as a startup, you know, we can't just sit down and mope about it. Mm-hmm. We can launch in a different city, like, say, for example, launch in Johannesburg or launch in Cape Town, and, you know, get some traction and prepare for an actual launch in Bulawayo or Harare, mm-hmm. and, you know, in the coming sort of months or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still sort of really monitoring the situation in Zimbabwe. Like, the other part about it is that, you know, it's not just about the absence of a currency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the absence of a currency is actually a good thing because it means people are comfortable.
Similarly online.
Exactly. And our app uses that. So we're comfortable with that, which is a good thing. But the problem then is that, you know, with protests and not just protests, part of it also has to do with how you run a business, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's say, for example, we raise some money from investors here in America to actually invest in our venture. Mm-hmm. But if we take it to Zimbabwe and incorporate in Zimbabwe, that means that we have to take our money, put it into a bank,
and then
essentially we know that the minimum withdrawals to the amount of money that you can withdraw from a bank.
Mm-hmm.
What that simply means is that if it's a big company like Delta can essentially, you know, blackmail an entire government to give them foreign currency, but if you're a startup with just a few $1,000, that could essentially be the end of it. So we recognize that there are these problems, and we're trying to actually find a way to sort of, like, you know, circumnavigate all these challenges.
What's in Mumbabe? I'm Ganani Hope, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second. We have another guest on our program, Lamhlanje, who's joining us via Skype. Yena usebenzela ngale eZimbabwe Home. So I'm sure you'll be happy. I'm sure she can give you a couple of points. So joining me in studio, joining me on our program, coming through via Skype, ibizo lakhe nguNomaliso Msasiwa. Nomaliso, unjani siswam? Yes, you're even glowing. I can see the sun is nice and perfect. Anyway, as a Kotlin is so me, so Lamhlanje Kuhlelo, we're talking about the economy when you're a young businesswoman who's doing her thing in Zimbabwe. What exactly is happening on the ground with regards to Isimo Somno in Nkai?
I mean, everyone is struggling right now. The current situation makes things really hard. Nothing is predictable.
Mm-hmm.
The only predictions that we're doing right now is what's the worst case scenario that government can do? And when you figure that out, you say multiplied by 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you prepare for that worst so that you can keep coasting. I mean, we're just keeping hopes up and using hard work and dedication to say this is what's going to carry us through these hard times.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, right now, like what I think Hope was saying, Muti, current situation is difficult for us. I mean, we're very literate people. We've adapted a lot to online shopping because Fresh in a Box is pretty much an online shop,
mm-hmm.
right? So they've adapted to online shopping, use of MMTs, monetary mobile transfers and stuff like that. So it's not a hard thing to do, but then it's a case of actually having the mobile money for you to be able to purchase anything.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find out that prices have gone up 3 times, at least 50 and 75% with each time respectively, and no one's salary has gone up. Not even with the private companies, not even with the government. So everyone is still at a stagnant salary that is not US dollars. Most of the people are now trading in US dollars as a US dollar discount. Chicken and Creamy Insco is doing it with valid reason. I mean, we can't trade anymore with bond notes. They are valueless or it's a very 3.7 and 3.8 in value. So it's a bit difficult right now for any business to survive, but then we're doing good.
Well, like you said, yeah, you're doing good. I've seen other testimonies about the Kuluma on social media and more. In general, like you said, so how are you young people functioning? How are you guys making a profit?
Yeah, I mean, Well, truthfully, we are making a profit. It's not ideally the kind of profit that yeah, we made a profit, we broke even. Sometimes we run a loss. I mean, almost startups usually run a loss within their first 1.5 years. Mm-hmm. We are in our second quarter of functioning, mm-hmm. and we've only realized the profit like 3 of the month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been good, you know, it's been good. I think it's the delicacy of the service that we provide. It's not mm-hmm. It's one way your customer can either be extremely delighted or extremely pissed off. Mm-hmm. And every day with everyone who works in our company, you have to make sure before the box goes out that I am definitely sure that Pauline is going to be delighted with this box.
Mm-hmm. Now, normally, so I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you, I'm Mama. Mina, one thing I'm trying to understand, Ushilo, wathi yebo niyayenza imali, you know, it's not as much as you're expecting, go to imali ikhona. Engifisa ukuzwisisa is, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Simzulu Mongamele City fuel is now $3. What? CVs imali eningi. When, as a company, you function mainly based on, you know, delivering izinto ebantwini, ukudla, I fresh in the box. So, nina, nikwenza kanjani? How are you making imali eningi njengoba I fuel ibiza imali eningi kanjalo?
So, truthfully, CVs saba lenkinga khonoko because we got a huge shock from the price hike of fuel. But before we just hand this to their house, mm-hmm. would cost us at least $2. What the worker tells it literally cost us $8.30. Mm-hmm. So we've had to raise our price. But then, so we said to sell our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a case of trying to balance, but mm-hmm. Zimbabwe is really tough right now.
Mm.
It is tough. You know, we're going by grace and just having a diverse team that's there. I mean, we've got the best of the getters and the best of the dildos. We've got white people working and volunteering. So sometimes it's just that we were unemployed October last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep going in the name of being employed, even sometimes when we know that this is a life and death situation every day, operating under government rules that change every single hour is probably the worst thing. But then you gotta do what you gotta do.
So I'm telling you something. Now, I've been following you guys on social media, and one of the initiatives, which was really great, I was really excited for it, was ukuthi, you know, you guys have access to abantu abasemazweni who can send stuff and try purchase stuff for their brothers and sisters abasekhaya. How is that whole system working? Is it something that's generating money for you guys?
It is generating money, but the thing is, the difference between a person who's buying the same package in the UK and in India is what $2 that actually Stripes takes for its taxes or whatever it is that they bill us for actually using their services.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing. We're just giving people access to say, okay, instead of trying to send my mother money and hoping that they will go and buy themselves vegetables or ugogyakula, and you don't trust anybody to actually deliver fresh vegetables to them so that they can have a wholesome meal, you can do that from the comfort of your home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what ideally we are about.
Mm-hmm.
So our biggest market, especially the last quarter, was the diaspora, because most of them then got into the Christmas spirit of, oh, I haven't sent really anyone a Christmas present, so let me send them the Christmas box.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd send most people the Christmas box to various places to just say Merry Christmas to your family and friends.
Mm.
But getting into the new year, we're all just looking out for, I guess, the best interest that anyone can have.
In the name of the Zwakakosha, my name is Valentine's Yashika, and I want to come and see some promo pa Facebook, pa Nepa Twitter.
It's now my promotion. So it's near Valentine's Box here. It'll be $40 or the equivalent of bonds.
Mm-hmm. I love how you said that. That is actually a good one.
The equivalent of the bond based on the rate that day. But okay, no, I'm not too sure of my flyer, but it should be about 120 or so.
Yes.
US dollars.
Which one is 1 is 2 3?
120 bollars. bond.
So ballers, right? That's right.
This one you can buy for your loved one, and we'll deliver it straight to your house. And if you're a guy and you're buying the Valentine's box, you'll be able to cook for your woman on the day. It's got steak, it's got chicken, or pork chops, and you can make a meal. There's going to be a recipe in there for you to make a meal, and there will be some fruit, strawberry, for you to make a nice fruit salad and whip it up with cream and make it as sexy as it can be, I guess.
All right, Lumalisa, I'm hosting Ubabengangani just for 1 second, and we have a demonstration video of your how Friction About. We actually have one of your users. Who was explaining how Fresh in the Box works. He's one of your suppliers. So we want to show Abantu how it does it work, and then we'll come back to you, and then we'll wrap up with you, and then we'll continue. All right.
Okay.
All right, so look at
the... Hi, my name is Munya Shamyarira. I'm a horticultural farmer. I'm doing green papers at the moment, and I'm supplying Fresh in a Box. Fresh in a Box is pretty close to my place. It's about 1.3 km, eh? So that's why I decided to deliver to them using this cheap mode of transport here. There are no fuel hassles. The produce is delivered timely. I picked it this morning. As you can see, it's nice and fresh. So with Fresh in a Box, you get your produce nice and fresh. From my box to their box. Fresh.
What's all with Fresh in the Box? You'll get it fresh from my box to their box. I like that one. Normally, so I need to start going.
Sorry, come again.
Okay, so I liked that the one thing he was saying, Uti, you know, he found an innovative way to make it work. He found an innovative way to make sure Uti delivery gets to the customer. Which other ways are you guys using to curb, I guess, to evade these crises that are happening? For example, the fuel crisis, the shortages, and more.
I think we've strengthened partnerships, because even the logistic companies that we're working with, Link to Load, Mtuma, and Tumeza in Bulawayo, it's been really more about operating on a relationship level than trying to pay for a service because they rendered a service. And we've been encouraging each other to bring out the best of Black excellence out of each other, to say we're going to execute something that is not... It's not something that everybody knows. It's not your normal walk into a shop and buy and then get out and go a convene or whatever. But it's something that people should value, that it's convenient. If anything, they must think that I could earn more money doing this than going to the grocery store. So let me actually task Fresh in a Box so that they can send Link to Load or they can send Tumeza to bring my vegetables to me, and I can still have a wholesome meal without stressing it out. I think it's been... the best thing even for housewives. If you think about it, sometimes you're like, okay, I don't have fuel, but I actually desperately need vegetables. So our partnerships have been our strongest point, even with other fuel stations like Zura and Heavy Fuels mostly. They've managed to actually say, okay, guys, because of the type of business that you have that requires people to be fed at all times, we're willing to extend our hand to you guys so that you can always be on top of your game. But mostly it's been relationships with young Black entrepreneurs that has really saved our service and made it continue functioning.
Now, I saw on social media, like you said, actually, a couple of seconds back, that you guys have been working with fuel gas stations such as Zua to provide fuel to other people. Is that still going on?
Well, to provide fuel for other people, it's been Heavy Fuel. So what we are doing is just to deliver the fuel. You make the purchase online, it goes to Heavy Fuels, we just deliver for you. So we're still a convenience company. You want 20 liters to come to you because your car can't move? Well, your people.
Okay. Well, Sisomi, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate your input, and I'm really excited to see abantu abasakhulayo doing these things in Zimbabwe, regardless of the current economical situation. You guys are making it work, and I'm really, really excited by that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
It's a pleasure. Well, Hope, now back to you.
Yep. Thank you.
You heard the young lady swinging it left and right and explaining how things are breaking it down. Is that something that you find exciting? Uti, as a company, you guys actually have opportunities to generate relationships that could be lucrative for each of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's really inspiring. Like, what's really cool about this is that I actually know Nomalisa from high school.
So no way. You were quiet the whole
really,
time.
It's a really funny coincidence. But I think, she's absolutely right about one thing, that the way is any entrepreneur really, or any startup, the biggest sort of resource you have is developing partnerships with other, whether it's big players that are in the market, or it's essentially some, I would say, partnerships that that you wouldn't otherwise sort of like ordinarily think about. Like, for example, what you were saying, Zuba, like these are, you know, big gas companies, right? So, but, you know, they want to make sure that their delivery service works, so they get some fuel, and they even deliver fuel as well. And that works. So I think even with the way we are thinking about how Tuvel is going to work, part of the problem that we see we're going to have to experience, apart from all these other things that have to do with the economic situation, is just the cost of mobile data, right? So for us to really get to a place where, you know, anyone can actually be comfortable sort of spending their money to track combis and also pay for combis online, we need to ensure that data for them is not that expensive, and that might actually come down to trying to partner with companies like Econet or Telecel and make sure that the price of data is not as crazy as it is right now, or we look for other alternatives. So we need to sort of like really start thinking about that. And another sort of like unlikely partnership that might come up, I think we are all aware that like after the strikes, the government, for example, introduced a new sort of framework for Zupco to operate. That's another sort of potential partner that we are thinking about sort of engaging. Because in the end of the day, whether it's a government entity or it's a private sector, the point is to solve an existing problem and solve it effectively.
So, but what you're going to be learning, what you're going to be learning, what you're going to be VOA Shona, Lillian Makwarimba Aruti, hi, Magadi NCC, Lili, Amon Dongaruti, watching from Port Alfred, skip and put up on Zurufamba, South Africa. Santon Maguzarut, it doesn't make sense in a country like Zimbabwe. I'm assuming he's responding to you. He's saying that a program like yours doesn't make sense in a country like Zimbabwe.
So actually, it absolutely makes sense.
Why?
So the part about it is that let's think about it in two ways, right? The first part is people are, maybe he's looking at this from like a commuter endpoint, right? But we actually have a B2B business model. So our actual customers are technically public transport operators.
Okay.
Right? Public transport operators, because they don't have any schedules, what they essentially do is that they drive around more or less, I mean, more or less aimlessly, looking for commuters.
Django Nonga one,
right? There's no science to it. There's no data to it. There's no map to it. It's essentially just luck and like experience, right? And what they do is that they hemorrhage a lot of money on fuel, man hours, and resources, essentially trying to fill a combi that might not fill. You know, our goal is essentially to ensure that we increase sort of like the number of commuters they pick up a single day and the number of trips they make a single day. That is effectively, like, you know, as an aggregate, you will start to see that commuters on the other end, they'll start getting the benefits of, yeah, like, I am going, leaving home, getting to work on time every single day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as well, oh, patience, Oliver Uti, where are these vegetables coming from? Where are these vegetables coming from? To answer your question, patience, what Fresh in a Box does is they work alongside AMA Farmers at CNL, so they know exactly where to get these fresh vegetables from. Upilewati, but this is more expensive than buying at Msika. Good luck. I don't know about that, Nyengwana Uti. AMA prices are corner, and they actually deliver it to you, so you may never know. Bonu Boas Jaya Kuruti, watching you, Upinde Wati, watching you from Khabarong, Dumelang Puti Boas, U Disability, good Kwetongo, and Kwetongo Dira Jechavaya. But anyway, I really appreciate this. Now, let me come back to you, Hope. You know, a lot of young people were really excited when there was this whole new wave of politics and more. However, some have started complaining, some have shut down business, some have left the country and gone back to wherever they came from. With that all in mind, and I'm sure some of the comments coming in are asking the same question, you are seeing this happen right before your eyes. In what world, what exactly is inspiring you to go, okay, I'm seeing this, it might not work, but I still want
to
go in?
So I think a part of it, and I'll acknowledge this, part of it has to do with the sort of like kind of privileged situation that I'm in. Like, I'm currently in the USA. I'm not experiencing all the day-to-day hassles that Zimbabwean entrepreneurs experience while in Zimbabwe. That's the mm-hmm. first part. My startup is was accepted into the Halcyon Incubator.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, like, we are essentially working with, like, great advisors, mentors. We're living in a mansion that
I'm not describing Zimbabwe,
right? While mm-hmm. we're working on our venture, we essentially have a buffer and, you know, I would say a nice little cushion that ensures that we don't see all the horrors of mm-hmm. actually running a business in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But while we are doing that, we're essentially perfecting our product, doing more market research, and actually really looking at the situation with more of an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because what eventually happens is that I feel like right now, if you're a startup and you just jump into like the Zimbabwe right now, the problem really won't be whether your idea is innovative enough, whether your product actually works. It could fail for reasons that have actually nothing to do with mm-hmm. the idea in of itself.
Of course.
So the way I'm thinking about this is, we are probably going to start by launching in Johannesburg first, like mm-hmm. do like our alpha test and ensure that like the product is spot on,
mm-hmm.
and then figure out a way of scaling into Zimbabwe mm-hmm. and do the back and forth between SA and Zim and make it work, because that's the only way really. Mm-hmm. If I was another entrepreneur altogether, or like if I was someone who was an advisor advising us, our company, I'd be like, no, just forget about Zimbabwe. do Kenya or Ghana or South Africa, you know. Uh-huh. And there's truth to some of this advice that, you know, that I would hypothetically give myself. There's
mm-hmm.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, you have to really look at Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a country that has a mobile penetration rate that is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that literally everybody right now is using mobile money to conduct their transactions every day doesn't even happen in America. Mm-hmm. This is actually, we have skipped so many stages in that regard.
Just to get there.
Mm-hmm. But that is also connected to also the misfortune of our mm-hmm. dysfunctional economy.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get there. Things are going to get fixed. So what you do as a company is that, especially if you're an early stage company, you're going to take at least a year to 2 years to actually figure out, you know, your product market fit, your market research, getting your product out there, mm-hmm. testing it out, and we're going to be patient about it. There's no need for us to just like rush in and, you know, and all of that. But yeah, we are well aware of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make it work. We're going to make it work.
All right. Hothi ngibambe kancane. Ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi sinemthereri, sinomlaleli. We have a call ecingweni. Kola mthereri. Maphinda mchirongwa. Ungenile kuhlelo. Laba sakhulayo. Unjani? Tiripo mangadi yenyu.
Ifatno sapota. Sengizwa nevanhu vanongoko ndimene va business.
Mm. Sisi, msati matanga kutawara. Zita ndiani?
Hello.
Mati?
Wendi shalom.
Shalom, sisi shalom. Imuru kupi?
Kumangura.
Kumangura. Alright, mapinda mchirongo. Alright, sisi. Manga mchiti chiko. Sisi shalom.
Achiti, vanunga. Tenge say, tisapota anati. Yusumu jira Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Saka matos pa kwane Valentine.
Afunene Valentine.
Umune Valentine yenyu here yakakumirira ndi kutoona matonanga Valentine's zvese zvese.
Aro tengo ma vegetables anga ndinzwa zvine ma recipes.
Ora itakudza zvakadaka sisi shalom. Thank you so much ndokupinda muchirongwa ndisi.
Anaita basi.
That's exciting. So I also hear we have our other guest joining us on our program today, Ukukulesu Siso. She is the founder of Tumeza. You heard Nomaliso touch on her, touch on the collaborations that she's had. However, we want Kukuletu to speak for herself. Kukuletu, how are you doing?
Hello, guys. Thank you so much for having me on the show again.
Again? Who says you've been here before?
Is this another one?
It's a whole different platform. But I'm listening to you. Thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate this. So, Pukuletu, earlier on I was speaking to Nomali, so but I would love to hear your take, seeing as though, even though you guys both work in the same industry with regard to delivery, you all work entirely with different sectors within the delivery sector. So, you focus mainly on delivery, she focuses mainly on delivering a specific product. How are you functioning within the current climate, within the current economical climate in Zimbabwe?
Hey, guys, to be honest, we're trying to keep our heads above the water. We're literally working within the multi-currency system. You know, that's what the government is peddling, but on the ground, it's not quite as easy to actually get that started. So what we've started doing is we've started trying to give discounts for Forex to kind of, you know, show up our own reserves and to be able to keep on going. Because if it depends on the bonds and the EcoCash, to be honest, you're not going to see much of a future within whatever business you're in.
So when ukwenza njani lokho siswami, njengoba enengi labantu they say uthina imali asilayo.
Uthi wonke kala mali, hey? But I think what we're doing is we're trying to partner up with really great businesses. As you said, you touched on pushing a box with Nomad. And some other established businesses within the flower industry, which is where we're affected in. So what we're doing is we're piggybacking on other guys that are already here, thereby also enabling them to open other product lines and service lines that they might not have had available. So what will happen is, let's say an individual will want to have a restaurant. In this current environment, the person might not be able to, let's say, afford to actually set up, you know, the restaurant costs, renting a space, getting the full staff. It's not only the cook, it's now the waiters, et cetera, et cetera. So what this person will do is they'll maybe just prepare the food from wherever they can, health restrictions observed, and then they would then just say deliver and shift it. So instead of now having those additional costs, the person then just literally provides the service of on demand. It's now on demand. It makes it easier for both parties as well, and they can kind of see where the income is going. And if things really go badly, you can kind of use a bit of time to be done. You can stop them through and think twice about what you're doing.
Hayi ngibona emakhasini ethu amathathu iZimbabwe omuhle siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi we need to love our country instead of giving yourself to a political leader. Utofara Mbire uthi say Dr. Mike kuri say ikoko zviri kufamba here buti Mike. Tukona Joshua Mhlanga uthi turnover is very low. Ngibona ngani he was commenting on several different issues that were touched by our different panelists. Umthandeni Mqondisi Ncube uthi angizwa volume please. I request volume siyilungise. Kodwa kuhlelo lamhlanje we had uNomaliso Msasiwa, yena who is the founder of Fresh in a Box, in our studio njalo silo Hope Ndlovu, who is the co-founder of Tuvirl, and then njalo ecingweni okwamanje silo Gugule Tusiso, yena who is the founder of Tumeza. Wathi ngibuyele kuGugule Tusiso ukuthi kanti izinto eZimbabwe zimanjani. Gugule
Tusiso,
right, so eZimbabwe eningi labantu, do they have access to a lot of people have access to social media. However, platform yakho iTumeza, it utilizes data consumption, ain't it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So njengoba data ibiza imali eningi, how are you as a company going about curbing such things?
What we're doing is we're utilizing WhatsApp social media. Fortunately for us, there's social media bundles which cater for this particular model. So for Zimbabwe, I think there was an individual, I think earlier on, had touched upon social media costs and mobile phone penetration. Unfortunately, for the larger market base of Zimbabwe, sure, mobile penetration is really high, but the internet is really restricted to WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, whatever social media bundles are there. So it makes sense to take advantage of those platforms, because if you start saying giving too many options, to be honest, you're going to see your customer base dwindling. So we're focusing on what's already in the market and just taking advantage of that and making it easier for the end client as well.
Now, who exactly is your biggest clientele?
Biggest clientele is businesses such as Fresh in a Box, online stores, insurance firms. Oddly enough, there's still a lot of paper communication that is still
moving between companies weird enough. It's really interesting to see. So I think that's the loss of clientele. Individuals, oddly enough, not as much.
Mm-hmm. Now, Uno Mayela came into the program early on, and she was talking about ubudlelwano between, you know, different companies. It seems as though that's the biggest way that nina njengabantu abasakhulayo are making it work in Kaya. Are you guys planning on expanding beyond Zimbabwe? Because ushilo athi ay kanye ngani foreign currency iyahlupha ukutholakala eZimbabwe. What don't, if you guys expand outside Zimbabwe, you might be able to access that. Are you guys planning on doing such?
Sure, that would be something that would be in the works. I can't say much on it, but it would make sense looking at the fact that diaspora in Zimbabwe is growing like in every day. Looking at the current situation right now, there are more people leaving the country than they are coming in. So it would make sense to actually follow them to where they are going to actually enable easier access of goods moving between where they are and home. So I wouldn't totally discount it. I won't say timeline-wise, but it's something that I personally as Tunisia, and I'm guessing other businesses as well, would like to get into as well.
So kulo mlaleli wethu la kukhasi lethu le VOA indebele ufuna ukuthi uchasise ngesindebele ukuthi ithumeze yona isebenza kanjani, ngicela umchasisele ngamafisha.
Okay, isindebele sanda
sike sayenza ingxoxo ukhuluma isindebele wena gugulethu awuzibambi.
So thina okay, thina ithumeza ethiwenza I'm fully no good service. This is a bit too much, but that's a bit too much. But what in essence we do is, to travel to which the trolley in Basazabo from point A to point B, with as little fuss as possible and as little cost as possible. I know that wasn't perfect in the little party.
Uzabile sisabu. What does he say in the interview? We book him against the village atemos.
I think what has happened is that with the integration, you see that a lot of interactions are now multicultural. So isiNdebele is now bringing English has really become the form of communication, unfortunately.
All right. Well, Kukuletu, what's in Ubambe? Let me go back to my in-studio guest, Hope Ndlovu. Please stay on the line. I'll come back to you, and then I might have to wrap up with you. And it's the song.
Sure.
Right, so Hope, we are moving to Siswa Mubuk.
What do you have to say about your initiative?
No, I think Tumeza, it's like doing the last, like, you know, last mile delivery is, I think, pretty critical. I think I probably have like a phrase for what they're doing. So, Omalaicha Bafundile.
That's a good one.
So, I mean, it's really incredible, like, what they're doing. And I think, like, I'm like, all for. Because we know, I think some people, for example, that might think that there's no market for this, right? But like, this has already been proven before, right?
With
Ikoni market. Adding a layer of technology onto it just only makes it more efficient and more practical, you know? And the same thing we're doing with Tuvel. Public transport already exists. We're not creating new
cars. We're
not remaking the wheel. Mm-hmm. But we're just adding a layer that essentially, you know, adds some sense of intelligence to how things are actually done. You know, people are no longer just basing things on, you know, intuition and and experience. Mm-hmm. They're now basing it on actual. Okay, so if we're driving on this route, right, like how fast should we drive? Many people can we pick up? In a way that's also seamless, that makes payments not very, you know, that makes payments very transparent and, very fast.
Now, when exactly do you guys have a timeline as to when you'll be in Zimbabwe?
So I think this timeline keeps on. I think we have been sort of extending it a little bit, mostly just because of the Zimbabwean situation, I feel. But also partly due to the fact that we are sort of in the process of trying to raise some money to actually do a launch. Like with any company, really, you are not just going to launch with your pocket change. Mm-hmm. You need to actually figure out like a strategy where you are not just going to bend money or things like that. And then also this new idea that we have been thinking about, that instead of launching directly in Zimbabwe, we might just launch in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. So making those preparations, thinking about what the implications are in terms of incorporating in South Africa, in terms of building a team down there, all of that will take a little more planning. But I think the timeline is that by at least August this year or the end of the year, we should have at least done an actual like launch in Bulawayo. And then the Johannesburg one will happen sometime in between.
Right. In 1 minute, ngicela uchazisele ukuthi kanti njengoba uyasho ukuthi likhangela ukulauncha kobulawayo, le app izabisebenza kanjani lokho Niger.
So, so the way it works is that, like, I mean, the reason why actually, ngisindebele. So, ngendlela FC dinge abantu sasebenza ngabo labo. Ikuthi Bulawayo nakahle kahle inhle ngokuthi ilama unions, right? Ilabo chovambayiwa, ubupta, Bulawayo City Transit. And njalo ngendlela sibona ngayo ukuthi we're trying to partner with some of these organizations ukuthi nxa launch for ama kombi that are in a particular that are in particular routes.
Mm-hmm.
And ngendlela okusebenza ngayo wena nxa umuntu ofuna let's say we're town uhlala eMpophoma, uyakhupha ifoni yakho, ukhangela i-tuvel yakho laphana, usearch ukuthi ano mna I'm this part of Mpophoma, ngihamba town, mchova yipi eku route yami, right? And then ubusuphika umchova ofunayo. You check in, you actually pay for you kombi and corner before you get that. And then you get a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
You get that QR code, Owenza, then you kukamba a bus stop, Iyeguma. And then the kombi that's, whichever kombi that comes to pick you up, usubajeng the QR code, yako, they scan it, they're the ones that get the money. So in that way, it just, you know, makes the whole process of actually onboarding and getting into a kombi very easy.
Okay. Right, kukuletu masik lebuhlelo siswami. Let me come back to you, masik lebuhlelo. Iskati zulukanda ba 1.5 Zimbabwe. Aiwa magatira chirongwa chelu chevechi niki chirongwa. The connection mwineni Mike Hove. Naspa chirongwa chachina Mai Musasiwa, who is the founder of Fresh in a Box mustudio nenio. Pana Hope Ndlovu, who is the co-founder of Tuvel. Kambani yo inoshanda nema app. Iruguda kuya ku Zimbabwe saka. Follow them, tragaipa social media, pachirongwa tina Google tu Siso, who is also the founder of Tumeza. Google tu, usakonekto nga?
Yeah,
right. So Google tu, I saw on social media, you guys were talking about Abo Valentine, what, nonsense katse Valentine says figile, yeah. Thursday. Likangelubu tulizabe, this is abantu ganjan. Now, as we wrap up the program, early on in our past conversations, you touched on it, but we have a whole audience that has never understood how Tumeza works. How exactly does Tumeza work with regards to uplifting the average Zimbabwean youth?
The average
Zimbabwean youth. What does the average Zimbabwean youth have to gain from an initiative like Tumeza?
I think what we're doing is we're enabling the entrepreneurial spirit. These days, it really doesn't take much for you to start a business or some call it a hustle.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs you to have a certain product or service in mind. As I was saying, I was talking to a lady earlier on, she wants to supply some restaurants around town with spices and sauces. This is something that's in great demand, especially with this issue of getting goods into the country.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't need a physical shop. Honestly, she doesn't really even need an app. She just needs to get the orders from these people and deliver them a day later. So with that in mind, it then allows her to get those goods and stock, and then you then just deliver them on her behalf to the end client. So with that in mind, it's a lot of businesses that will come up that I think about 5 to 10 years ago wouldn't have been possible because of that element of convenience as well. So I think on our part, that's what we're doing for the Zimbabwean youth.
Now, besides Ubudlelano, are you guys making a profit? Are you just breaking even?
No, we're post revenue. So it's profit. It's not something that, you know, I'd go outside and buy a Range Rover. But we are self sustaining right now.
That's funny. That's a good way of explaining it. now, how? I have a very important question. Earlier on, before we had a whole new, what they call, they keep terming the new dispensation, what, a lot of people, young people were kind of scared to move in. A lot of young people were scared to open their businesses. Is politics something that is motivating you as an entrepreneur in Zimbabwe?
It's not something that I would say keeps me up at night. It helps being awake because it affects you. You'd have to be, you know, like blind to get counted. But you kind of need to know what exactly, how exactly it affects you. Like, let's say the news and the legislation, the fact that everyone now pays for imports in Forex.
Mm-hmm.
As a business, if you're bringing goods into the country, you need to know how that affects you. And by that, you need to know what's going on with the government. So I wouldn't say it's something that will make me close to never stores, but I'm aware of my standing within the current political climate.
And how, seeing as though you're a company that works with delivering izinto, the most essential part of your business is fuel. How are you guys faring through this? If your ECB is in Zimbabwe, $3 a liter. So, how are you guys doing this?
So what we're doing is we use partner drivers. Unfortunately, these guys have been heroes. So the owners at this point is on the drivers to get the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is, especially in Blawayo, you see that the old fuel is at $3.50 a liter. They are still fuel queues. So what we're doing is we just try and connect them with fuel stations that we know have a supply. So we'll get them the clients. Unfortunately, they'll have to pay the fuel cost, but we do our best to get them the fuel.
Hi, Kukuletu. Ngiyokuzwile kahle. Ngilethemba njalo ukuthi abalali bakuzwile kahle. Thank you so much for joining us in our youth program, Lamsha.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Hope, let me come to you as we wrap up our program. It's Kati Zulugandaba, 10 minutes left. Kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Mina igama lami nguMike Hobe. You're all tuned in to our youth program. In studio is with me, Hope Ndlovu, the co-founder of Tuvel. So Hope, Zulu Siswami explaining what the biggest problems are in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
You've touched on how you guys are planning on navigating throughout the programs itself. In Zimbabwe, we have the biggest issue that a lot of companies that are coming from outside into Zimbabwe or that are based in Zimbabwe from outside is facing is the issue. I would say if foreign currency aitholakali. And then labantu are looking at government like, how can, when are you guys paying us our US dollars? And the government is turning around going, that's not money too. So as a company, how are you guys planning on navigating around an issue like that?
Yeah, it's really tricky because, I mean, part of it also has to do with something like, I mean, if you look at EcoCash balances, right, if you collect those, you know, those digital transactions, you just accumulate a lot of ones and zeros in your bank account. But when it actually comes down to, where's the revenue? Where's the money?
I want to hold it.
Cash is king. We know that. But I think part of it has to do with I think with Zimbabwe's situation. This is where you essentially it's a top down, you know, problem.
Mm-hmm.
Startups can't really solve it. I mean, we tried the whole Bitcoin
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
And I think there was a startup in Zimbabwe. I think it was Golix that was using, you know, was Bitcoin a Bitcoin exchange side. Essentially, mm-hmm. right? And they did phenomenally well. But the problem is that Bitcoin went bust. So,
and then
they also got banned in Zimbabwe and things like that. So I think if you're going to be a startup, that's a problem that you really can't solve in a way. You just have to essentially just wait for the government to clean up.
So basically, I think clean until it's
if that's not that, right? Like most of these products and that people sort of are trying to implement in Zimbabwe, they can be done in other countries too. They can be done in Botswana. They can be done in Mozambique. They can be done in Zambia. You know, take a leap of faith. Just go into another country and try it out. The most important part, especially when you want to sort of eventually raise money for your startup and actually build a company that is not just, you know, a tax shop in Zimbabwe, but, you know, all over the continent, is that you need some traction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get that traction in Zimbabwe, go to where you're going to find that traction. Go to a place that has, you know, financial institutions that have figured things out, that are stable, and until things work out. And that's just how it is. It's a waiting game at this point. So I'm not entirely sort of like worried about I think part of it also has to do with my perspective about what entrepreneurship looks like for Africans, is that that has something to do with the way I think about entrepreneurship as an African, is that an African who's actually lived abroad, is that you begin to realize that the world is a very small place, you know. Most of the problems that people struggle with here in DC or even in Zimbabwe or Harare are very similar in a way, and you can always sort of like duplicate products and things like that, initiatives, and make it work.
Alright. Yeah. Well, Zulukandaba, so we have 5 minutes with Lelulu Labasakulayo. But as usual, you all know Uti. Michael doesn't like to end the program without embracing his Zimbabwean talent. So Njengo Bateku is Kati, he says Valentine's Day. Ngiti Lamshanje Uhlelo, let us all go to a young Zimbabwean artist if he's like a Titans Koko. Uti four back, Zimbabwe Omuhle, four back, producer Azish. Titans Koko Uti, don't let go of me, Uti. Fall back, Zimbabwe Omuhle. Sesifikile emaphethweni kohlelo. Isikhathi 157 lapha eMelika eZimbabwe. Sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sigqibe uhlelo. Kodwa singakahambi. Wathi sibone umcabantu wathini emakhasini ethu. UJanet Mashibe uthi watching from Durban. UNoma Phosa uthi from Gweru kumusha guys. UIvan Mhlanga uthi watching from Pretoria. UMadliwe Zingwenya uthi watching from Senapusi. UGavena Kumira uthi watching from Namibia. UTitus Mukucha uthi makadini ko Studio 7. Umaja Jakarasi uthi I know that failure to explore your youth bulge does not only shut down the economic development but rather disposes the nation or society to instability. What are these companies doing to employ youths, especially with more who are into SMEs development? Do they have the capacity to employ? So I guess this one's just for you. Let's wrap it up in 20 seconds. What are you guys doing to employ youth, and can you help the Zimbabwean youth?
So I think the first part about it is that, like, everybody knows that combi drivers and all wind are essentially youth, right? These are very young people, and we're essentially just putting very more or less sophisticated technology in their hands so they can conquer their market. That's okay. What we're doing. That's the first part. The second part is that when it really comes down to things like web development and software engineering, and we're essentially looking to be, you know, hiring more Zimbabwean-based sort of like software engineers, and mm-hmm. so like people that graduated from NAST and UZ mm-hmm. and all the other polytechnics and stuff, and that's sort of like our angle. That's the angle we're taking on this.
All right. Well, yeah. Sisi Maja, I hope answered your question. It's like it says, speaking about petrol and negotiations and Papua Mushi, it breaks my heart. I really hate this time of the week whereby I have to say goodbye, but you know, next time, next week, Zavisi Kwan and Jalo, Studio 7, Osindebele, Kwan and Jalo, on Sunday, Genan Gushelo Lami, Laba, Cha, Oliver Lutai, Zimbabwe Mushi, thank you so much for joining me. Lamsan, you were talking about the economy. Thank you for joining us, and good night.